feisty. Yeah.
Feisty.
We call them feisty. Being feisty. Prissy, you know, like
flip or excitable or lively. Feisty, yeah.
We had one that was a little feisty.
And one flip.
Well, in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male animal?
Bull.
Well, now, years ago, if you were in mixed company, like we are now, and that subject came up, would a man go ahead and say bull, or would he say something else?
Yes, because in the country, people make they're not shy of using it. It's nature. And it's a common word.
It's no more than saying he's a man. You say he's a bull. Sometimes he is.
What about this expression? Say, if you had a cow named Daisy, and if Daisy was
in heat.
Well, yeah.
Bullin'. That's another expression. Bullin'.
Or say if Daisy was expecting a calf, you'd say that Daisy's ready to calf.
Yeah.
I see. Have you ever heard anybody use expression, Daisy's going to come fresh?
Yeah.
Freshen?
Yeah, that's a milk cow's a rule.
I see. Well, what about in a group of horses? What do you call the male animal?
A stud.
Stud.
A stallion. Uh-huh. Stallion or a stud.
Well, again, if you were in mixed company, would you go ahead and say stud, or would you say something else?
Come on, I just like the bull. I mean, now... in other words, Masson, in olden days, people would govern their conversations, I think, accordingly. They were very modest, I mean, but in the country, it was common. But in the city, a great many people don't know what you were talking about. Now, for instance, they had a tobacco, Bull Durham. They thought nothing of that when they'd say Bull Durham cigarette tobacco. You see it on the... In the country, on barns and stuff, a big bull Durham. I mean, it's according to your mind, how your mind is set up for the case. But as a rule, in the city, those words are not used. Not, there wasn't any reason for it, in other words. But the country, they're
talking about. Let me say,
you're
full of bull.
Well, that's not nice company.
Full of bull.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You full of bull?
Rhetoric, full of
bullocky. You're talking a whole lot of stuff.
You're braggadocious, braggadocious.
In other words, blowing off.
There you are.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You mentioned sheep a minute ago. Were sheep raised in this part of the country?
No.
They weren't?
Too hot.
Well, when people do raise sheep, what do they generally raise them for?
Keep the grass down, like refineries and industry like that.
Do they ever clip them? And
yes, they should. Otherwise, they'll shed.
Giggy, isn't he talking more about West Texas, where you mean where they really have a ranch of sheep?
Well, I was just curious to know whether they ever raised them much in this part of the
country.
No.
If they do, it's just groups of 8 or 9. For these industry to keep the grass down.
I see. Did people ever raise them strictly for the wool?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Brother did. And also goats. Sheep and goats, yeah.
I see. Well, talking about sheep, what do you call the male sheep?
Ram.
What about the female?
Ewe.
Ewe? Did I ask you what you call the female?
E-W-E-U.
Right. Did I ask you what you call the female horse?
Mare.
Mare, well, say in a group of hogs, what would you call the male hog?
They call him a boar.
A boar. Now, when one is just born, a little one, what do you call that? You say that's a